Happens, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Tornado watches are in effect in the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, and further east after severe storms killed at least 36 people in seven states the past couple days. Jerrica McCoy's home was hit in Tylertown, Mississippi.
I grabbed my toddler, wrapped her up, and got on the bed, and then my husband grabbed my daughter. All I could hear is my six-year-old screaming that she didn't want to die. You don't want to hear that coming out of your baby's mouth.
KMOV-TV reporter Kimberly Donahue surveyed the damage in Arnold, Missouri.
Downed power lines, closed businesses, and scattered debris filled the city of Arnold.
Our garage door got snapped in. It pulled it in half almost. The bottom row come out. Two windows broke. Some shingles off the roof. Mom scared to death.
The Fox Chase Apartments off I-55 is one of the hardest hit places in the city. The roof's been torn off buildings, stairs collapse, and cars crushed.
President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are scheduled to speak this week after envoy Steve Witkoff met with Putin in Moscow.
They have a real relationship from the president's first term. They've talked already after the first visit that I had with President Putin. And I think this is going to be a very positive and constructive call between the two men.
He appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is getting blowback from some Democrats after he helped push through Republican legislation that averted a partial government shutdown. Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse on ABC.
We are in a fight for our democracy right now, and if we're having a fight in our dugout, we're not out on the field and the other team is scoring runs.
U.S. airstrikes targeting Houthi rebels killed more than 30 in Yemen. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said on Face the Nation the strikes are needed to keep global trade moving following more threats of attacks on ships in the Red Sea.
We are not going to have these people controlling which ships can go through and which ones cannot. And so your question is, how long will this go on? It will go on until they no longer have the capability to do that.
The death toll now stands at 59 with 155 hurt after a fire at an overcrowded nightclub in North Macedonia. The BBC's Guy Delaney.
Pulse nightclub was hosting around 1,500 people for a concert by the group DNK when the fire started. It appears to have been sparked by pyrotechnics the band were using during their performance. Video footage from inside the venue shows flames spreading across the ceiling. People using fire extinguishers attempt to put them out, but to no avail. A later video from outside the building shows the fire burning fiercely, engulfing the venue.
At least 13 people were detained. The nightclub did not have a proper license. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and a little breezy today, a high near 40. Partly cloudy tonight, low mid-20s. Much warmer Monday, upper 50s with sun. Mild again Tuesday, but the wind picks back up. Rain and snow Tuesday night and Wednesday.
Right now it's 31.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We will talk about the Wisconsin Badgers seed in the NCAA tournament and what makes you a target of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This year for St. Patrick's Day, I decided that I'd go away. I flew to someplace that's grand. I took the first plane to Ireland, where I met the nicest people that could ever be known. And the girls were as sweet as could be. As I danced through the night and I held the girls so tight, the Irish jig was the new dance for me.
shone bright, singing Irish songs all through the night. I knew that I couldn't stay. I just wish I could relive that day where I met the nicest people that could ever be known. And the girls were as sweet as could be. As I danced through the night and I held the girls so tight, the Irish jig was the new dance for me.
Richard, and doing the St. Patrick's Day polka, kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Hey, everybody, I'm Tim, the polka guy. I'm going to keep you company here with some Irish tunes to keep us going here for this next hour. Going to mix it in with some others. And incidentally, the St. Patrick's Day polka was also on the same album as one he recorded called Pat and Patty's Polka from Little Richard. So, as long as we have the record up here, let's spin the other tune, shall we?
That's set aside, that seems to stand out from the rest. And for all the Pat and Patties, this day is the best. Green beer is the drink, and as they toast, the people say, here's to all the Pat and Patties, hoping good luck comes your way. Drink a toast to Pat and Patty on St. Patrick's Day. You'll see shamrocks everywhere and all the people dress in green. Leprechauns that talked about are nowhere to be seen. Green beer is the drink, and as they toast, your friends all say, here's to all the Pat and Patties, hoping good luck comes your way. Drink a toast to Pat and Patty on St. Patrick's Day.
That's Pat and Patty's Polka from Little Richard. He was talking about shamrocks and leprechauns. And, yeah, since we're having breakfast, I had myself a bowl of Lucky Charms. So we'll see how things go today. Anyway, let's spin one here. And it's the same old shillelagh that my father beat me up with.
It's the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland. Never a man was prouder than he when he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl an innocent mitt, and nibble a bit would laugh at it, and my dad would have a picture. It's the same old shillelagh my father could lick a dozen men. As soon as I'd get up, the guardian knocked him down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland. 50 years ago my father left old Ireland shore. I landed here shillelagh in hand and never a penny more. Got a job and then a wife and then a family. And then he died and left his old shillelagh stick to me. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland. And never a man was prouder than he when he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it in his spit. And nibble a bit would laugh at it and my dad would have a ditch. And it's the same old shillelagh my father could lick a dozen men. As soon as it get up, the guardian knocked him down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland.
funny thing to do. Instead of having one night stick, be gory, I'll have two. If there's a fight, I'll be all right, the one to bother me. As long as I have the old shillelagh my father left to me. It's the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland. But give it a man as proud as he when he walked with it in his hand. He'd leave the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it in his bit. And nibble a bit with laughing it in me, dad would have a fit. It's the same old shillelagh my father can lick a dozen men. As soon as I'd get up, they glory and knock them down again. And many the time he used it on me to make me understand. It's the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland.
Hey, that is the McCarthys with It's the Same Old Shillelagh. Hey, we have a call on Bing Crosby right now. Yeah, and he's going to sing about McNamara's band.
Oh, my name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles a flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Right now we are rehearsing for a very swell affair. The annual celebration, all the gentry will be there. When General Grant to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the likes of McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clang, and the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
My name is Uncle Julius and from Sweden I did come to play with McNamara's band and beat the big bass drum. And when I march along the street, the ladies think I'm grand. They shout, there's Uncle Julius playing and with an Irish band. Oh, I wear a bunch of shamrocks and a uniform of green. And I'm the funniest looking Swede that you have ever seen. There are O'Briens and Ryans and Sheens and Means, they come from Ireland. But by Yemeni, I am the only Swede in McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes to play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand.
A credit to all Ireland is McNamara's band. That's McNamara.
A pretty spot in Ireland I always claim for my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh. My heart goes back there daily to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where dear old Shannon's flowing, where the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a calling sweeter
where the river Shannon flows.
Where dear old Shannon's flowing, where the three-leaved shamrock grows. Where my heart is, I am going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her. For there's not a calling sweeter where the river Shannon flows. Never was a sweeter calling, goodness knows, than this little Irish rose.
Where dear old Shannon's flowing, where the three-leaved shamrock rose, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her. For there's not a calling sweeter where the river Shannon flows.
Bing Crosby and Where the River Shannon Flows. All right. We call on some selections of Irish jigs, and this is McCarthy's also.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers. Bayard is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party variety show, Irish Music This Day. And just because of the weekend here with St. Paddy's Day coming around the corner. So let's give it a spin here, shall we? A couple of Irish reels, huh?
Chowder. Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the mick that threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
Mrs. Murphy gave a party about a week ago. Everything was plentiful. Well, the Murphys, they're not slow. They treated us like gentlemen. We tried to act the same. Only for what happened, it was an awful shame. Mrs. Murphy dished the chowder out and fainted on the spot. She found a pair of overalls at the bottom of the pot. Tim Nolan, he got ripping mad, his eyes were bulging out. He jumped upon the piano and loudly he did shout. Who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder?
Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder.
It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the mick that threw
the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
the pants from out the soup and laid them on the floor. Each man swore upon his life he'd not seen them before. They were plastered up with mortar and were worn out at the knee. They had their many ups and downs, as we could plainly see. When Mrs. Murphy, she came to, she starts to cry and pout. She'd had them in the wash that day, forgot to take them out. Tim Nolan, he excused himself for what he'd said that night. So we put music to the words and sung with all our might. Who threw the overhauls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder?
Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder.
It's an Irish trick, that's true. I can lick the mick that threw
the overhauls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. More storms are possible in parts of the east after the system caused at least 36 deaths in seven states. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth.
While not as windy as the last system, it's still strong enough that all these storms are moving at about 50 miles an hour. There's plenty of severe thunderstorm warnings.
Democrats are trying to regroup after Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer sided with Republicans to help avert a partial government shutdown. Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse on ABC.
I think what we need to do is stop the intramural fighting and bleeding as quickly as we can.
At least 59 people were killed and 155 hurt when an overcrowded nightclub caught fire in North Macedonia. This father of one of the victims spoke through an interpreter.
What is left for me in life? I don't need my life anymore. This was my only child.
Video shows fireworks used at a concert may have sparked the blaze. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and a little breezy today, a high near 40. Partly cloudy tonight, low mid-20s. Much warmer Monday, upper 50s with sun. Mild again Tuesday, but the wind picks back up. Rain and snow Tuesday night and Wednesday.
Right now it's 31.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face, and Donald Trump does not care.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Blocks big painting. Step back three, straight on. Got it. Sam Decker. And it's career win number 200 for head coach Greg Gard. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
From Gambridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, welcome to our Badgers pregame show. It is Championship Sunday. It is Selection Sunday, one of the great days in all of sports in our country. And hopefully a great day for the Wisconsin Badgers as they get ready to have at it with Michigan for the Big Ten Tournament Championship. The semifinal games yesterday were just electrifying as the Badgers got by Michigan State 77-74. A one-point win for Michigan over Maryland on a last-second Trey Donaldson bucket. These teams met once. That was back in December. Michigan got out of the Kohl Center with a three-point win. Badgers are calling this the revenge tour. So far, so good with their wins against UCLA and Michigan State, and trying to check one more box here in this conference tournament this afternoon. About an hour away from the opening tip, we will, as always, check in with head coach Greg Gard. We'll also recap some of the highlights as to how the Badgers have arrived on this Sunday afternoon in Indianapolis. But up next, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is the Badgers pregame show, and this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
We get rolling with our Badgers pregame show, Big Ten Tournament Championship game, as the Badgers take on the Michigan Wolverines this afternoon. Jesse Temple of The Athletic joins us. Well, the captain obvious topic is the special tournament that John Tonje is having, a school record, 32 points, school Big Ten tournament record, 32 points. Yesterday, I think for people, Jesse, who are just watching for the first time, you can tell them, and we're truthful, is that we've seen this with Tonje. Whatever that doldrums, the slump or whatever, he's out of it now. But he does seem to like to play the best teams in the country. He seems to excel in those kind of environments, doesn't he?
Well, one of my favorite phrases is big time players make big time plays in big time games. That is John Tonchi to a T. He has been otherworldly, but I suppose you could say he's been playing out of this world for most of the season. And it goes back to that 41-point coming out party against Arizona. But anytime you're breaking a single game school record in the Big Ten tournament, you're doing something right. Obviously, it was AJ Storr and Rob Wilson in a tie, and he's just been absolutely phenomenal. It's unguardable, and I just can't even imagine what it would be like to try to defend somebody who can score at every level, and no matter how good you play, he can still get you a bucket.
And it never hurts to have a little bit of luck at the end of the game. After he had made his first 12 free throws, he misses two with 6 seconds left. Now, the whole idea there is to foul. That was a little tricky spot there with Jeremy Fears ready to hoist up the shot, but he got ball. So what's the old line? Better to be lucky than good. I would rephrase that, better to be lucky and good. It was turned out to be a heck of a play and a pretty good no call there, too, because a lot of times you're going to see that whistle, but it wasn't.
In the moment, I thought, oh my, that looked like a foul because Michigan State sold it. But then the more you saw it, it was all ball. It was an exceptional defensive play. And obviously, John said afterward, he's got to make it. But I think he can be forgiven when he started out 12 for 12 and he's played as well as he has and obviously forced Michigan State into a difficult situation. But that is just a tremendous win against a Michigan State team that has played outstanding all year. And it shows why Wisconsin has the potential to do something special this postseason, because it's not always going to be pretty. It's not always going to go your way. But if you still have the ability to win anyway, man, that makes you a tough out.
A shout out to the local YMCA. Apparently, Carter Gilmore getting up some shots there. He was an ofer over the last several games. He knocks down a couple, but his line was so impressive. I mean, what a story he is, right? These are the ones that everybody, I think, can enjoy. The wire-to-wire at one school, the guy who doesn't play, the guy who gets jabbed on social media or whatever. This is just one of the better stories we've seen in a while, isn't it?
It absolutely is. He ends up with the 10 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and no turnovers, by the way, and 3 blocks. I talked to his parents a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about struggles that he endured throughout his career, where there are naysayers, especially on social media, no matter how hard you work. And it got to a point where Carter was so worried about that he essentially lost what his role was. And so he came into this year thinking he put all that aside, which was so important, and now he's playing free. And you can see it on the floor, and he's so impactful. And that last defensive stand, even if it was by a fingertip, made all the difference in the world.
Down to the wire game yesterday, that's where Michigan lives. Games decided by 5 points or fewer. Trey Donaldson, 3 dribbles to take it all the way to the rim for the game-winning layup. What do you make of this Michigan team? It faded at the end of the regular season, but much like Wisconsin, it looks like it is back and could be as good as anybody.
Very much so. This is Big Ten basketball. There are going to be ebbs and flows, but it's about which teams can play their best at the end of the season, and Michigan has started to turn it around. I look at that combo of Golden and Wolf. Those two guys went off for 46 points combined and 24 rebounds in that victory against Maryland. So Wisconsin is going to have to contain both those players, but you love to see two teams playing their best ball in a Big Ten tournament championship game, and this is what it's all about. So I can't wait to see what happens.
Michigan 12-4 this season in games decided by 5 points or fewer, 11-1 against Big Ten opponents. Well, maybe we'll see you Friday. We'll see. We'll find out later today, right?
So. Yeah, well, things are certainly trending in the right direction for Wisconsin to end up in Milwaukee. And it's been a talk for several weeks. If the Badgers do get there, they will certainly have earned it.
All right. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight. We'll recap how the Badgers got here to Championship Sunday as our Badgers pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance.
Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for today's Badger Spotlight as we recap how the Badgers have arrived to today's Big Ten Tournament Championship game. That Penn State game really in the rearview mirror now, right? Losing the regular season finale to the Nittany Lions a week ago yesterday. They wanted to get that game behind them as fast as they could, and they have done just that with wins against Northwestern, UCLA, and yesterday's nail-biter with Michigan State. Here are some of the highlights of the Badgers' first three games in Indianapolis.
Tanjay, baseline left, drives on Mullen to the lane, goes up, knocked away, then he gets back as Blackwell throws it up and in, and one. Feeds Winter, turns to McGee, left corner three, got it! Quarter three, Kamari McGee, and the Badgers lead 20-17. Quarter, Gilmore between the arcs, leaves it for Tanjay. John to the line. John goes to the cup and rips it down with the right hand for his first points of the game. Tanjay with four, with three. Tanjay pivots, fades, flips. Got it! Tanjay at the buzzer. And the lead is seven for the Badgers at the half. The Badgers will advance, hard fought as usual against Northwestern, but the Badgers emerge victorious. It'll be Wisconsin and UCLA tomorrow. Jay retreats, a pass for Winter. Right of a circle, he'll throw it to Carter Gilmore, left of the lane. Out of Tanjay, shot clock at 8. Tanjay retreats, shot clock at 5. Deep 3, Tanjay, good. Nothing but net for Tanjay as the Badgers are on fire early. Here's Tanjay, left open, step back 3. Got it, count it, and a foul. And John Tanjay is smoking hot here in the first half. Tanjay on the left wing, throws it into Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Tyler Bilodeau. Stevie backing, left block, the double from Bailey. Darts it out to Tanjay, feeds Gilmore, rotates Blackwell, now to Max. Snaps off a three, right corner, book it.
That was going to be good. Why? Because that thing was a thing of beauty with the ball moving. I mean, that touched everybody's hands on the court.
Wisconsin up 13 with 4.5 minutes left of the first half. Tanjay outside left, throws to X, snaps off a three. Yes, sir! Xavier Amos with 6, 39-23 Wisconsin. Here comes X, throwing to Kamari. Left corner three, got it!
You knew it was going in.
Another corner three from Kamari McGee.
You just knew it was going. The ball has energy.
Packing on Perry, right block, one pump, pivots up, blocked by Kyle. Amos is there. Back to Blackwell for 3, got it! Count it! And a foul! Oh, big time 4-point opportunity.
opportunity here for the Badgers.
Xavier Amos, he'll send to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay, he'll snap off a three. Book it!
John Tanjay with his fifth triple of the day. Have mercy.
I don't even know the ball was in his hand when he shot it.
Knocked away from behind. That was X who got it. Here comes Blackwell up the middle front court. Throws it out to McGee. Left corner. Drives baseline to the rim. Layup good for Kamari McGee. It's a 22-point lead for Wisconsin. Here's McGee. Left corner. Three. Nailed it again. Kamari McGee with a triple. The 19th made three today, which ties a Big Ten tournament record. Free tag will dribble out the clock, and the Badgers will advance to the semifinal round of the Big Ten tournament with an absolutely spectacular performance today. 86-70, the Badgers take down UCLA. Blackwell to the front court, stops right elbow, feeds Gilmore. He'll launch a three. Got it! Carter Gilmore, who was 0-for-12 from distance his last seven games, with a triple here, and the Badgers are within three. Jack left wing, feeds Crowell, whips to Gilmore, high on the right, back to Stevie, open three, left of the circle, book it, and the Badgers take the lead. First points of the day for Stephen Crowell. McGee looking, still looking, gets it into Gilmore, left corner, out to Tanjay, tries a three, got it! Tanjay, another triple. Badgers lead 48-45. Here's Tanjay out to Gilmore. Carter to the line. Carter down the lake to the rim. Slam dunk. Carter Gilmore. He has seven. 50-45 Wisconsin. Here's Trey Holloman. Blows off the left wing of the rim shot. Blocked by Gilmore. Into the hands of Kamari McGee with 8:07 to play. Now it's Blackwell. Nine to shoot. Blackwell against Akins. Baseline right. Throws it up. Got it. Will it count? Yes, it does. And a foul. What a piece of work from John Blackwell as the Badgers regain the lead. Foul leaves it for Blackwell. Throws it back to Gilly for three. Left side. He hit it. Carter Gilmore. His second three today. Feeds Holloman for three. Blocked by Gilmore. It's loose. Tajay's there. He's fouled with 6 seconds left. Another moment for Gilly James. What timing on the block from Carter Gilmore. Second free throw for Tanjay on the way, and that's going to roll off. Rebound Pierce by Sonny.
Get him. Pierce with four,
and he throws one up. Knocked away. Gilmore ahead to Tanjay, and we'll see it tomorrow. The Badgers win it. They hang on and defeat Michigan State 77-74.
And who knows, maybe the best is yet to come here this afternoon against Michigan as these teams battle for the Big Ten Conference Tournament title. That's today's Badger Spotlight. The Notebook is coming up next as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
A Badgers pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Michigan in the Big Ten tournament title game. Well, for the momentum fans, you lose. Michigan lost its last three regular season games. We know the Badgers stumbled down the stretch, and now they're kind of hot. Both of them, Brian, the way the Badgers are playing, their best player is playing his best ball. What has, in a general sense, what has struck you about this team here in Indianapolis so far?
I think it's the play of Trey Donaldson. I mean, I think it's that. I really do. Like, it's that simple. Michigan's going to go as Trey Donaldson goes. And that, to me, it's their guard play. You know what you're going to get from your bigs when you talk about Michigan. You know you're going to get Golden. You know you're going to get Wolf. They're going to play well together. They're going to dominate the paint. But what do you get from your guard play? Here in Indianapolis, Trey Donaldson, been fantastic.
He has, and we could talk about what Maryland didn't do to try to get Donaldson to go side to side a little bit, but he covered three quarters of the court in three dribbles, showed his quickness, and that's a win or lose kind of scenario, but you don't get a body in front of him at all. He's going to make you pay. You know, there are times where you talk to Michigan people, like, he gets benched, you know, toward the end of the regular season in the game against Michigan State. Well, he took it the right way, obviously, the way he's playing now. Credit to him.
Well, and I think that's, again, I've said this whole week, and I think there's three teams that can make a deep run. If Trey Donaldson plays his way, win or lose for Michigan, I think there's four. Because you look at what the bigs can do. But the guard play for Michigan has to be good. And that, to me, is one of the keys. We've got a lot of time here before tip, about 35 minutes. We'll get into the keys. But for me, guard play for Michigan is going to be the biggest key. You know what they're going to do. You know they're going to get the ball in the paint, but you have to control their guards, and you can't let them, you know, start feeling good about what they're trying to do.
Yeah, that combo with Danny Wolf and Vlad Golden, they call it Area 51. Golden wears uniform number 50, Wolf number 1. Those two guys, you know, Wolf can do a little bit of everything, and Golden, even this year, he had never shot a three in his college career until this year. He's shooting a few. Hit a big one, actually, yesterday.
Huge
in the
one.
Game against
Maryland.
Put him
Maryland. Up three right before the four-minute mark.
It was a wildly entertaining game. Both games were, as Maryland was in position to win it after a couple of free throws in the closing seconds, and then Trey Donaldson showing some pretty good speed up the floor, got the layup in the closing second. As for the Badgers, John Tanjay, putting on a show, 32 points yesterday. That's a Wisconsin record in Big Ten tournament play. He has the single season free throws made record for the Badgers. He has been extra special, and, you know, he was scuffling toward the end of the regular season. Brian, Greg Gard mentioned after the Northwestern game that he played a little, you know, kept him in the game a little bit longer just to get him going. And I guess that worked because he's – now we'll see what he brings today, but, man, he has just been wicked good here so far.
I said it yesterday. He's been special. I mean, he's been special all year long, but he's been special as far as just some of the shots that he's able to hit, the ability to score in different ways. But what I've loved really recently these last couple of games, it's been his IQ.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of guys, when they're not, you know, playing it the way that they want to play, they start forcing things. John did not do that at all in this tournament. I know there's one more game ahead right now, but he did not force. He took what the defense gave him. They went under screens. He took a couple of threes against Michigan State. Those didn't drop. Turned the corner, got to the rim. He had 7 fouls drawn in that game against Michigan State. To me, that says he's understanding what needs to be done versus kind of what he wants to do at times. And I think that was a huge part of that win is everyone's going to look at the points and what he did, 32, 7 rebounds. I look at the 7 fouls, you know, drawn as far as just the ability that he's had to read and understand what that team needed in those moments.
12 of 12 at the free throw line, and then he missed the last two just to add to the drama late, and then he decided to make a really good bad play at the end of the game, got his hand in there, and got all ball. As everybody in the house, anybody viewing the game, you're waiting for the whistle. It never happened, and it was the right non-whistle.
because it was all ball. The gamble, if we call it that, it worked. And how about Carter Gilmore? We'll hear from Greg about Gilly. And yeah, he too was, you know, he was flashing there in the Northwestern game, the Indiana game, and doing a lot of things well. And then it's been a struggle for him. Went to a local YMCA, get some extra shots in down in Indy. But beyond the points, it was the other things. The block in the end gets the attention. He had two others.
Well, you want to, but to me, it was the three. He was 0 of 12 prior to that.
Yes, he was.
And so the moments, right, and understanding defensive effort, all that stuff. But that's what this team is. That's why this team is special, is they have found ways to have impact. Whenever anyone's been put into the game, inserted into the game, they've left an imprint in what they're trying to do.
All right, and trying to finish the deal here this afternoon as the Badgers of Michigan square off in this championship game. These two programs met in 2017 in Washington, D.C. The Wolverines prevailed. This is the ninth Big Ten tournament championship game for Wisconsin. That's the most in the history of this event. Ohio State's been in it nine times, winning four through the first eight appearances. The Badgers are 3-5. That is your notebook. Stay with us. More of our pregame coverage is coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems, and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uecker wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
From Gamebridge Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis, our pregame coverage continues as the Wisconsin Badgers 26-8 overall, taking on the Michigan Wolverines 24-9. The Badgers getting through Northwestern, UCLA, and then Michigan State yesterday. As for the Wolverines, they dropped the hammer on Purdue on Friday night, 86-68, and then had high drama. Trey Donaldson bucket in the final second to slip past Maryland yesterday afternoon, 81-80. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
About a half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude.